Using random objects is nothing new for Susan Bochic. As she looks back on her career, she recalls an early urge to build.
As a child, I would take discarded objects and make time machines and, you know, with old burned-out radio bulbs and various things. It's just fantasy sort of play objects.
Today, she plays with ideas as well, mixing beliefs from Buddhism and Christianity with the works of Shakespeare and the findings of physicists.
Not that I understand any of it, but I love to read the articles, and I'm just fascinated and awestruck by what physicists are discovering. It coincides in some very interesting ways with very old spiritual notions.
She noted, for example, that atoms are almost entirely empty, and emptiness is a central teaching of Buddhism. Her work, titled Physics Dharma, includes a hand-scrawled message to viewers. "Hey kids, fun fact," it says, "this artwork is 99.9999% empty." There's also mystery in her work. At the center of one piece lies what must surely be a fishbone, something she found on a beach in North Carolina.
We took it to the aquarium thinking they would look at it and say, "Oh, of course, that's a bone from a such and such a fish." And they looked at it and they said, "We have no idea."
In some ways, she feels her work is like poetry.
A poet has a whole dictionary of words. And in my studio, I have a whole dictionary of objects. That's my vocabulary. That's what I have to work with.
And her work has inspired dancers who will perform each Thursday at noon at the Second Street Gallery in Charlottesville. Art lovers who'd enjoy a ride in the country will also find sculptures by Bochic at a rural gallery called Les Yeux du Monde. I'm Sandy Houseman.